Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jaro, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jaro.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jaro.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the holiday edition of the Duluth Rundown podcast. I don't even know what number this is, Mike. Do you know what number this is? I lost count.
I lost count, too. I don't...
Maybe about 30.
Somewhere in there.
Like that. 23. I don't know. I've lost count. But anyway, this episode is a special episode. It's going to be very short. So this is our Christmas gift to all of our listeners. It's a short episode. if you happen to listen to us whilst you're out running, you're going to need to have another podcast on deck after this one, because this is going to be a real short 2 to 3 mile run for you. So we're looking to keep this one at 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. And our plan really is to chat a little bit about 2020, do a quick little review, maybe talk about some goals for 2021. And that's really about it. It's the holiday season, and I know a lot of folks are really, really busy. This podcast, we're recording this on the 27th, so it's right in between Christmas and New Year's. So hopefully, you know, we'll just keep this really short and have a little fun with it. And we'll go from there. So, Mike, how was your Christmas?
It was good. Yeah, really low key, I'm sure, like lots of people, and relaxing though. So, really good.
And yeah, it was kind of nice. Same, you know, it is kind of nice. It's a little, almost like some less stress this holiday season in one way with regards to travel and seeing lots of family. And while you missed seeing them and maybe you did a Zoom call, it's not quite the same, but, yeah. Just staying home and with your immediate family like we did was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if I necessarily want to do it all the time, but for this one situation, it was okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about, Mike, let's talk about your running of 2020. How did everything go? I mean, did you get a race in at all, or what was your running like?
Well, okay, my running going all the way back from about a year ago, I did do a couple early season races. Winter trail running races, and I didn't really have a ton on the books, but I was training pretty hard for the Zumbro 50 miler, and that's when, you know, COVID really hit, so to speak. The race got canceled, and then my training kind of tanked. And so I really did kind of the minimum maintenance in terms of miles and training wise this year. And I really, looking back, I think that my running, kind of the point of my running this year was, you know, more for kind of mental health and just, you know, going out for that kind of release every day. And therefore, I didn't really do a lot of long runs or workouts. It was kind of just the daily 3 mile or 5 mile jog. And so my miles for this year, kind of looking back, they're down for sure from the last 5 years, really.
Yeah, I think you're probably, your situation of kind of basically running a little bit less because of fewer races is probably the predominant one out there. I think that's probably most people's take as well, that they just ran fewer miles than they have. And I'm really curious to see how 2020 season of running affects 2021 and 2022 and you know, farther down people's running careers. Is it going to help a little bit? Does it give you a chance a whole year of basically kind of dialing things back and recovering in a way?
Right.
Therefore extending the length of your running life, as it were, or did you increase mileage a little bit and maybe 2021 is going to really pop for you, that kind of a thing. for me personally, I increased my mileage quite a bit, and you know, I'm going to end the year with about 2,100 miles total. And that's with being injured in March and April. So almost 10 months of training, 2 months of barely any running. So 2,100 miles in roughly 10 months is a pretty good amount of mileage for me, especially in the past, you know, roughly 10 years. I really haven't hit that for quite some time. So I was able to stay pretty consistent, and you know, December's been pretty laid back. I've kind of taken a little bit of a hiatus in December, but overall, I'm really curious to see how it affects 2021 for my running, and hopefully it affects it in the positive, which I expect that it will. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm really curious as well to see, because I feel like on a little bit different sides of the spectrum. I think inadvertently, and that's like, not like I was like stuck up or anything. Oh, no raises. I'm not going to train or run. It just kind of happened that way. And I think with you as well, probably the same deal. It's not like you see that there are no races and then run more or have more time or something. It just kind of happens, right? And I'm curious for what happened to other people, if they noticed more or less mileage, or kind of just how things happened, so to speak, for them.
Yeah, I'm really curious too. If anybody's out listening and they want to respond, like on our Facebook page, shoot us a message on our Facebook page and let us know. I'm just kind of curious to see how people handled it.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways you could have approached 2020, given the fact that there's no races. Also, I think a lot of people too, with kind of the shutdowns and the working from home aspect might have given them a little bit more free time. I'm just speculating here.
Right.
I think my higher mileage was almost a result of more free time than it was of fewer races. And so maybe that was the case for some people, where they got a chance to just be home more often and gave them maybe an extra hour or two in a day, and they were able to train a little bit longer. Who knows?
Right. I think that's a big thing for a lot of people, or the vice versa too. They're working more, people in healthcare. You know,
yes.
So I think it goes so many different ways. It's very interesting.
Yeah, especially healthcare, with maybe working more, or your stress level was up higher, so you didn't maybe have the energy to run. That's definitely another thing that could have occurred. Or you needed the extra run for some stress release. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of ways that could have occurred for people. I'm just curious how it went.
Yeah, it'd be great to hear from some of our listeners about kind of what they experience on our Facebook page, or even email us, theduluthrundown@gmail.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to hear from you guys.
We did hear from a couple of local runners, though, on how their 2020 went and what they're looking for 2021.
All right, we are joined here with a couple of runners. We're going to talk a little bit about our goals for the 2021 running season. I'm joined with Mackenzie Carlson and Sawyer Morgan. Mackenzie, tell me about what your goals are for 2021.
All right. My goals for running in 2021, I think first would just be stay injury free, stay running all year round, and hopefully be able to do a race or two, COVID permitting. Let's see. Yeah. I guess a big reach goal would be finally get an Olympic qualifying time for the marathon, because I've been trying to do that for a long time. Let's see if I have any other running goals. Yeah, I don't know. Just see new places on foot, meet some new running buddies. That's about it. All my goals.
Cool, perfect. And Sawyer, how about you?
Yeah, I have a couple. It's, you know, going to be an interesting year seeing what's going to happen race-wise, because we're kind of unclear right now. But I'd like to look at the Eau Claire Marathon in May, kind of debut there. That'd be a fun one. I was looking at some times. There's some solid people around like 240s around there. I think that'd be great. And then hopefully turn around in 5-6 weeks for grandmas, and as long as that happens, stay healthy through that.
Cool. Well, best of luck, guys. Thanks for joining us. I hope those goals all come to fruition for you.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, Duluth Rundown. This is Kyle Severson and
Sarah McGowan.
And Sarah's going to talk to you a little bit about what she got out of the 2020 running season.
Well, I learned a lot of things, but the biggest thing I learned is that running is intrinsically motivating. January and February, I started off really strong and put in a lot of dark winter miles in those cold months. And so I felt stronger and prepared to run Grandma's. And once Grandma's decided that they were going to cancel the race, I decided to run my marathon virtually. And I ran my first marathon solo. That was a really neat experience to have 26 miles by myself to think about everything, and more time to run with friends this year and just go on runs for fun.
Yeah. That was a lot of what I got out of 2020. I had big goals for the racing season, new marathon PRs, a couple 50Ks, but obviously that all went down the drain. And looking back at it now, it was kind of nice to completely, there was no pressure the whole season. It was just running, putting in miles. I'm really enjoying it. It was really nice to completely focus on training, not knowing when it would be used or not. So it really was a big intrinsically motivated year. And that's really the biggest thing that we got out of it.
And finally, we have local Duluth runner Pete Jonas.
2021 training, mixed bag at best, I would say. I think I started out strong, relatively motivated. I had a couple good virtual races lined up, virtual Grandma's half marathon, did the Chester Bowl 10K, and the half marathon was a real grind, personal worst. Went out too fast, thought I'd be a little bit fitter than I was, tanked it hard, it was no good. I did run well for the Chester Park 10K though. After that motivation waned. It was with nothing on the calendar. I say training relatively well overall, even without races. But this year, mileage was low, inconsistent, and I think it was just a lot of like other stressors, life stressors that just kind of make training a little tougher to come by. Real training, like consistency. But
yeah.
Otherwise, it was an okay year overall. Yeah. But yeah, low mileage and relatively inconsistent, but
sure. Now what about 2021 plans or thoughts?
I mean 2020 training, I said 21, whatever. any plans for 21? Yeah. Is that what you said? I still kind of have it on my radar. I'm hoping to this week, maybe. I'm totally undertrained, but I'm hoping to get out for some birthday kilometers.
Ooh.
So that'll probably be goofy. It's no real long runs, shooting for 34K. So we'll see how that goes. And then I still kind of have it on my radar. Like I want to do something long again. In reality, I should probably use the lower mileage base to like do something short and faster. But I'm really thinking, I tend to walk a lot over the winter, so I'm kind of thinking I like to capitalize on the walking mileage and like kind of low walk run mileage, and maybe do something longer in the spring or summer if something's open and I can kind of hammer it out. But
nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
Mike, what about for you 2020 non-running? How was it? What was, say, like some big occurrences, or how did 2020 go as a non-running situation for you?
Obviously it was a kind of a rough year just with the pandemic, and seeing this kind of tear through the nation, and the kind of a uncomfortable political landscape, and social unrest. There's lots of bad things that went on, but I really can't complain. I think lots of things went in my favor this year, and I generally had a good year. You know, I think I made the best of it and had a lot of opportunities to go on some fun adventures and kind of just do what I like to do. And I'm not in a dire position like I think a lot of people are. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And just in general, the year went fine. So, yeah, I don't know.
Kind of similar. You know, I think to some extent my stress level probably increased a little bit. Social unrest, the political situation, mm-hmm. those kinds of things for sure. And then eventually the pandemic kind of got to me. At first I was like, oh, okay, no problem. I can handle this. I'm a little bit of an introvert and I have no problem kind of spending, you know, time by myself. But after a while, I started to really just miss my friends. And honestly, it became of a running thing because I would see my friends running a lot of times. But even just hanging out, you know, going over to somebody's house and grabbing a beer or meeting at a restaurant or whatever and hanging out in a little bit, I really just missed that. I just didn't get that opportunity. So that was starting to weigh on me kind of towards, I don't know, last maybe month or 2 months or so, it started to get to me a little bit. Hopefully there's some light around, you know, at the end of the tunnel here with the vaccines coming and things are looking up in that regard. So, you know, good days are ahead there. But like you, it was still a good year. As I mentioned, my running went really well. So in a way, that's a good stress release for me. And it's also a nice, just confidence wise, to be able to be healthy too. So overall, yeah. it was a good year. Good learning experience.
So that being said, with, you know, lighter days ahead, what's on your docket for 2021? Do you have goals, races that you want to do, milestones you want to hit?
Yeah, so, you know, the first one that for racing that's on my mind for 2020, well, actually, the first one, and I don't know if the race is going to happen yet. I just checked the website, and it would be like in 2 weeks, I think, is Andy's Duluth Winter Trail Series stuff. Yeah. I just checked the website. I didn't see any updated info there. My guess is it won't happen, or maybe they'll do it as like a pop-up race or something along those lines, like a virtual thing. Right. But I was kind of thinking it'd be fun to do the half. I don't think I would do the snowshoe because I haven't even been on snowshoes, and I don't have time to get prepped for that. Okay. But yeah. I might just do the open half if the race occurs. If it doesn't, that's cool. I'll just keep running. And my next one that I want to do would be Madeline Island, either the half or the full. They mm-hmm. haven't made any announcement yet for 2021. I know they're waiting a little bit until some more details come out. But I guess is my hunch, personally, is that that race will happen. I feel like by the time late May rolls around, yeah, we might have some things more under control. More people will be vaccinated. A lot of people will have their second rounds of vaccine at that point, too. So, you know, mm-hmm. maybe things will be a little safer by then. So we'll see. That's my thought for getting up to late May with Madeline Island.
Yeah.
How about you?
I have no agenda whatsoever, and I'm not going to have an agenda until, I don't know, sometime.
Yeah.
I haven't planned any races out. Even races like Grandma's Marathon that are, you know, set to go off, I personally just don't have enough confidence to sign up for really anything. And that being said, I know races will happen, you know, and so at that point, then I can make a decision one way or another. So that's kind of my stance on the matter in terms of planning for races. That being said, I really want to get on a better routine. And I think I've been saying this on the podcast for a while and to myself for my whole life, but starting tomorrow, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, starting soon, I really would like to try and increase my mileage and kind of get a semblance of fitness back. Cause, you know, it takes so much work and effort and time and dedication, but the feeling of being, you know, fit. And I think that's a barometric for everyone to, you know, decide for themselves or whatever. But if you feel like I'm in real good running shape, that is such a good feeling. And I really want to get back there. So that's kind of my overall goal at some point in 2021 to feel like, you know, I've done the work, I've put in the effort, I'm feeling pretty fit, you know, and if I can prove my results with the race, great. If I can just do a time trial, that's fine, or a long effort or something like that. But I haven't really thought of anything specific beyond that, except for this kind of loose desire to, you know, put in a little more time and effort. I think so.
Yeah. So that's all right. That's a good start. And then as the picture starts to clear up a little bit, you can get a little more specific with your goals there and
right.
have something to shoot for. So.
Yeah. But I'm pretty confident that races will go on, you know, soon. I think some of these winter ones will still remain, you know, canceled. But I really think that, you know, come spring and into summer, we're going to see kind of the normal slate of races go back on. That's my full prediction.
Yeah, I feel like that way too. I think grandmas will occur. Maybe I don't even know what that's going to be looking like, if lead right. only for the marathon, if it's reduced numbers. But I do think grandmas, both the full and the half, will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who has signed up for that race, you know, train for it, as it were, as it's going to happen. That's the best course of action to take. Mm-hmm. It probably will happen. Expect it to happen. Be confident, be positive, and work hard.
Right. Yeah.
I'm curious to hear what everybody, again, like some of our listeners, you know, what their thoughts are, what their goals are for 2021 as well. Not only, you know, how did 2020 go for you as a Duluth Rundown podcast listener, but what are your plans for 2021 as well? We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I've got a shout out.
What's the shout out?
So a quick shout out to Eric and Kendra Nordgren, who had a baby boy today. Congratulations to those guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Got a text picture from Eric this morning, and little baby boy is doing really well. Aldo, I believe his name is Aldo, and super happy for those guys. So can't wait to meet him.
Future trail runner right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, I think this is almost going to wrap up our podcast for today. I mean, like we said, it's going to be short and sweet. It's the holiday special, holiday edition of the 2020 Duluth Rundown podcast. Mm-hmm. Before we sign off, though, we want to thank all of our listeners, our guests that we've had on, Austin Jaro, who's been our sponsor all year long. We just want to thank all of you guys for supporting the podcast in every way that you have. It's been pretty cool to run into people here and there and say, oh, like I ran into Lisa. She was out on a run one day. We stopped and talked, and she's like, hey, I'm listening to you right now. That was pretty cool. So chance to chat with her a little bit. She's a former guest and I know a fan of the podcast. So thanks to Lisa and all the other people who listen to us. Thanks again. Thanks to all our guests and also to Austin Jaro.
Yep. It's really awesome. I think it's cool that we get to, you know, talk to people and they spend their time and, you know, I think it's neat to be able to cement in a piece of Duluth running history every interview that we do. And I guess the reason we do it is for the interview subjects to tell their story and also for our listeners. So, yeah, definitely huge thanks to both of those sets of people. And it's been really fun, I know, for us. So.
Yeah, it's been super fun. Just get a little more closer kind of take on the Duluth running community, which is a pretty cool community. We're pretty blessed to live in this amazing town of athletes and great places to run and train. And this podcast can go on and go on for quite some time because there's so many awesome people to talk to. So we're looking forward to future years.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that about it for this edition of the holiday podcast, Tony? Or,
I think so, and it's kind of funny. It feels really weird to cut it off so short. But, yeah, Mike, thank you for an awesome 2020, and look forward to seeing you soon sometime in 2021. And, yeah, everybody else out there, thank you.
We'll be back. We'll be back in 4 weeks with a regular, with our regularly scheduled programming.
Shh.